What's up, everyone? It's Sunday. You know what that means. It means it's thunder showers outside here in New Beige. Anywho, let's just get right into it. Update on my brother. He passed Wednesday. We were expecting him to pass. We just weren't sure when. I got the text at work. I think it was like noonish. I could be wrong. And I had another crew coming to my job, so I waited for them so I can take their truck. And I was gonna go back to the shop to get my truck and then go to wherever everyone was meeting. My sister texted me, told me she was actually at the house now with him. It was just her, so I said, "Fuck it, I'm taking the work truck there because that's where I needed to be." I got there, my brother Russell was there as well, and we kind of just sat there, waiting for my old man to get there before we can figure out what we're gonna do next. But he was in a procedure, so kind of couldn't do anything. So I took off, my brother took off, so we can get our personal vehicles, because you got there in his work truck. Sorry, I'm hacking. I have no idea what's stuck in my throat. It's fucking terrible. And I have no Mucinex. But I am not sick. It's just fucking weird. Anywho, so and we got back. Well, they got back before me, because I had a 20-minute ride to the shop and 20 minutes back, so they had like 4 minutes. I got there and they just got out because my dad just showed up and they were just walking him in, giving him time alone with my brother. Totally understandable, and I respected it. My sister left, my niece left, and me and my older brother decided to walk in and keep my dad company before they came to take the body. Which, when we got there, he said he already told them to come and get the body. And so we just sat there and telling stories and jokes. My brother, every time we tried to leave, it would be like a fight to get his jacket on because he didn't want to leave. So my dad was making jokes about, "Hey, do you want to fucking leave now? Huh, you won't fight me now." And we were making jokes like, my brother was the strongest human being we knew. If he did not want to fucking leave anywhere, you would literally have to fight him. It would be six of us lifting him up, and he would be holding on to the chair, and it's six of us would lift him up, take him outside in the chair to bring him in the car to leave. If he didn't want to fucking leave, he was not going to leave. So we're talking, telling those stories, and a couple of the employees that have worked at the house that my brother was in, obviously, been taking care of him for years. I was standing on the side of him, and one of them was just crying, and she wanted to come see my brother, so I moved so she could say goodbye to him. And my other brother, he couldn't take the crying, so he left because he even said he can't handle that kind of stuff. And so I moved and stared on the side of my dad. And when they came, they talked to my dad about the blanket he was wrapped in, if he wanted it. Or if he wanted it, my brother cremated with it, and my dad wanted it. It was his favorite. It was my brother's favorite blanket, and the people that worked there were like, "We have two. We'll give you the other one," and then he has one as well. And then my dad started to break down, and my dad kind of raised us to be like him, and it's like, when you see a dad cry, it's like, what the fuck? Obviously, him crying over his son dying is not, it's not bad. It's not terrible. It's not like a what the fuck, but it's just weird seeing your dad vulnerable. And it was, my brother couldn't take it. My sister, you know, they said it was just hard. Like, yeah, we know we just lost our brother, and we know he just lost his son, but it's just different. Seeing it, and then just like think, and then like how you imagine it is just way different. And maybe I'm sounding like an asshole, but I mean, I'm just telling you, like, To us, our dad was like a fucking, you know, he'd be like, oh, come here so I can snap your neck, kind of. You know, he's tough on us. So seeing him like that, but Donnie had Down syndrome, and this was his baby. And we all totally understand that, and we all love Donnie. And so when they were talking about the blanket, everybody in the room started to, like, break down. I didn't, not because I was trying to be a strong man. I just couldn't. I don't know. I just sat there and, you know, was making sure everybody was all right. If they needed a hug, so, you know, someone to lean on, I was there. Before we even went in, not before we went in, we were in there. My brother was asking my dad if he has to leave the room when they go to take him out, if he was going to leave. And my dad said, if I have to, I will. If not, I'm going to stay here. And my brother's like, nah, I'm leaving. But he left before they even took him out. But I decided if my dad's going to stay, I'm going to stay. Because if he needs anybody, I'm going to be there. I'm not going to be outside. And no disrespect to my brother. He couldn't handle it. And that's totally fine. I knew I needed to be there for my dad. So, you know, they come in. And I'm somewhat in the way, so I go to move so they can, you know, put him in the bag. And before, like, that even happened, too, my dad was making a joke where basically calling my brother a bitch because he couldn't watch his, you know, his brother be put in a body bag. And my dad was like, it's just a sleeping bag. And I'm sitting there like, Dad, it's not a sleeping bag. And he's like, it's just less insulation. And I was like, well, I just had my work truck here earlier. I would do insulation. I could have insulated it. You know, just little jokes. It's how we handle our pain. And then, you know, once they were putting him in a body bag, once they were there, you know, I gave my brother, you know, his last kiss. You know, and then, like, that's when my dad really started breaking down, is when they showed up. Because now it hit us. Like, it hit everybody. Like, this is for real. And, you know, they put him in the bag. And then when they were walking by us, the guy told us, like, you know, when I get out there, I have to zipper up his face. I got to cover up his face. You know, my dad said, that's fine. And, you know, we just watched him go. And I just sat there, see my dad crying. I was like, you know, are you okay? And he said, yeah, he's fine. And we just sat there, you know. I seen him take him out the stretcher right down the front hall, front porch. It was a wheelchair facility, so they brought him right down the ramp, right by my other brother, Russell, who was outside, you know, smoking a cigarette and upset. And, organizing shit with my father, and then come by to look at the rest of his stuff, take whatever we want. And my dad was just like, you know, he wanted to leave. So I sat there with him. So he grabbed the blanket, you know, grabbed his stuff he brought with him. And, you know, he was like, I gotta fucking smoke a bone. So I went outside. I see my brother Russell. I was like, hey, you good? He's like, bro, they just wheeled him right by me. And he started to break down. You know, I gave him a hug, let him know it's all good. It's all good. You know, it's fine. Took my dad to his truck. He sparked one up. My other brother, you know, my brother Russell was like, you want a beer? So we sat there and made sure, you know, keep my dad company while we drank. He smoked. And we were telling some more stories. And then we wanted to make sure my dad can get home fine. So we're going to follow him. And he said no. So I was like, all right, fucking text us then. And my dad has a flip phone, so I'm like, he's going to start texting us now, so by the time he gets home, he can fucking let us know. And, you know, we're just making jokes. He left, me and my brother hung out for a little bit, and then, I was like, all right, time to go. And he was like, can you drive by the old man's house and make sure he's home? And, I decided I was going to do that, and then halfway, my sister lives there. I called my sister and I was like, hey, can you let me know when the old man gets home? She said she wasn't home, but she will text the old lady. And the old lady, you know, let me know he was home and if we were going to go by later. And I was okay with it going by you know, make sure my dad and their, you know, my mom are okay. My dad said he didn't want nobody over, and you know, he was breaking down throughout the night, which is, you know, son, totally understandable. And I texted my brother and was like, hey, he's fine. Then we're looking back at some old pictures with my brother. And actually today I was looking at one. It was me, my brother Russell, and Donnie. We were at the back of my sister's neighbor's yard, sitting down on a bench with me and my brother were drinking a beer. And we're just sitting behind him. And so my brother's being cremated. My dad's like, oh, we gotta recreate that picture. And I'm laughing like, dad, that's fucked. But it's funny. But again, that's how we deal with our pain. Like, yeah, we're hurting. And they know, everyone knows we're there for each other. I text my brother, I text my sister, make sure they're okay. You know, and they asked me the same. And like, I'm not gonna lie, I did tear up when I first got the message. I literally sat in my work truck. I text the person that was on my crew. And I was like, hey, I just need a couple of minutes. And I text my boss and he was like, get the fuck home. And then as soon as my sister said she was there alone, it was just like instinct, boom, get there. And then we were waiting for my dad. And my dad was pissed because he's at St. Anne's Hospital. They told him to be there for 11, and he's sitting there with the fucking blood pressure on his arm for like an hour. And he's like, my son is fucking dying. And I'm here. And then they decided, oh, well, stop speeding up the process. But he didn't get out of there till like 1:30, 2 o'clock. So, like, what the fuck? He totally could have been there. But my dad also said today, you know, everything happened the way it was supposed to happen. Which is true. Like, not all of us were there when he died. You know, it was literally just me, my sister, my older brother, and my niece. And that's all my dad really needed. Because a lot of my siblings, they feud. And honestly, I think right now would be the stupidest fucking moment to be feuding. Like, just toss that shit aside. Right now, dad's more important. I actually got back to the shop. I had to go to the bathroom. Because when I was there, I didn't just want to walk in to use the bathroom. And they did tell us we can go inside and see our brother. And it was just like, I didn't want to see him until my dad was there. I felt personally, that's how I felt. Like, my dad should see him first. Everybody else seen him. My sister Brenda, she was actually there with him when he died. My sister Carol was there beforehand. I just didn't want to do it. So, and I had to pee. So, like, I got back to the shop. I used the bathroom. My boss got up. He was in a meeting. He literally got up and was like, fuck the meeting, give me a hug, which I didn't even expect, literally, not even lying. I told him, like, this is for real, this is really happening. And he's like, yeah, man, go take care of your family. And that's what I did. Now we're just waiting to see when everything's happened. And, sucks losing a brother, but he's not suffering no more. And COVID definitely took a toll. And I'm not even saying, like, the sickness itself. I'm talking about, like, the lockdowns. Like, we couldn't go see him. He couldn't leave. We couldn't even have his 50th birthday party because of COVID. So it definitely took a toll. And now he's not suffering. And he's with his mom. And, we'll see him again, and it's gonna be a fun time. Every time with that dude was a fun fucking time, and not even some people would be embarrassed, because I'm not saying, or like scared, because he had Down syndrome, but every time with this fucking dude, it was just so fucking fun. Some of it, I'm not gonna lie, was stressful on my father, especially like, you know, my brother started to lose his eyesight, and so my dad lived on the second floor, and he would freak out, and if he didn't want to move, he was not moving, and my dad's not a young whippersnapper anymore, and if I wasn't home, I couldn't help, Because I could just put him on my back and lift him, you know, carry him up the stairs for my dad. But if he didn't want to move, he wouldn't move. And I mean, he had Down syndrome, so that his communication, they did teach him sign, but sometimes he wouldn't sign that he had to go to the bathroom, and he, you know, go to the bathroom on people's couches. It happens. Or on the chair. It happens, but now he's in a better place. He's not suffering. Now, just my dad suffering. And, you know, he's been making jokes. And I can tell it's still upsetting, which it's not going to just heal easy. I think everything's happening this coming weekend. Or next weekend, sorry. And, I know where he's going to be at. He's like 10 minutes away from my house. Maybe we'll go, we used to get Donnie every Sunday, when I was a kid, and my dad continued on every Sunday, when I, you know, as I grew up, I didn't get to see him as much, and it's because life is busy, but if he was at one of our family, if he was at, like, one of my sister's or brother's houses on a Sunday, and we didn't have plans, we were there. And like I said, the stories with this man, like, loved coffee. He would sit there and look at the fucking pot of coffee as it was brewing, just put his head up against it like, that's my shit. And no matter how fucking hot it was, he'd fucking chug that. And then we used to fuck with him with food. We'd take his plate away. Not take it away, like, while he was eating. Like, no, you can't have no more, but while he was eating, we'd move it a little bit. And he would pull it right back. Or, you know, my brother would move my plate. Like, my brother Matt, he'd move my plate. And then my brother Donnie would be like, oh, hell no, that's going to go right back to where it was. He was anal like that. It was awesome. It was the fucking... It brought us laughter. Where I would drink my own drink, and I put it wouldn't put it back to where the cup was originally. It could have been the slightest little movement, and he'd notice it and be like, nope, that's going to go right back. And, if you left him alone with food, there was no more food, and he would just scarf it. So, you know, Donnie will be missed, but the stories we have, we're just going to continue to tell them to each other. And in fact, we're supposed to go to my dad's house tomorrow. Oh, shit, I said it was Sunday. It's fucking Saturday. Oops, my bad. Tomorrow's Sunday. Yeah, I was supposed to go to my dad's house tomorrow and look at pictures and tell stories. So, yeah. R.I.P. Donnie. We love you. All right. Next, Arizona trip. That was fun. All that flying was not fun. My ear is still fucked. And we did that fucking, like a month ago. Yeah. So a flight from Providence to Chicago was good. Hanging around in Chicago was all right. Our flight from Chicago to LA was nice and roomy, but the layover sucked. Layover fucking sucked. So much dick. And like the time changes just fucked up your body. And then we finally got to Tucson, and it was like, fuck yeah. We got an Uber to our hotel. Get to the hotel. Literally fucking sitting there for 45 minutes just to get to our rooms. They're like, oh, do you want a queen? I was like, nah, there's three of us. We want two fucking rooms. Not one room with a queen. I asked for two fucking rooms. And so we get the rooms. I go to my room, I open my door. It's fucking disgusting. Roaches everywhere. No carpet, no fridge, no microwave. It is fucking nasty. Can't even open the fucking door. Like, it's such a pain in the ass to open the door. And I'm like, I just want to shower and go to bed. It was such a long fucking day. My boy calls me. He says, hey, come to my room. So I go to their room. That room, like, on their microwave has, like, fucking crack pipe, fucking burnt into the top of it. mattress is nasty. They have a fridge. Everything's nasty. And he's like, bro, we're not staying here. We're going to get another room at another hotel. So they booked their room. And he asked me to go book a room. I have no money. I literally just spent my last couple $100 on these rooms, which we already booked online, and we looked at them, and they looked great. Which, when we got there, it was not great. Like, the pool and shit was open on the fucking pictures. We get there, there's no pool, no breakfast. And as soon as I seen the sign where it says no refunds, no matter what, I should have been like, nah, fuck that. We definitely not staying here, fam. We're out. They left. I went to go into my room. I was like, fuck, I'll stay in their room. They got a fridge and shit. I'll stay in their room. I go to get in my room. Then I go to leave my room. I'm fucking stuck in the room. I can't fucking leave the room. So I fucking just rip the door. Just break the entire door frame. Like, fuck this. So I go to the front desk, let them know. There's nobody there, so I gotta fucking wait. Finally, somebody's there, and they're like, what happened? I was like, I got locked in my fucking room, fucking destroyed the entire door frame. Oh, maintenance will be there, he'll fix it. And I was like, nah, he's not fixing this. Like, I fucked this thing up. And so I go there, maintenance is like, what the fuck? And I was like, bro, I couldn't get out of the room. He's like, well, next time stick your head out and say help. And I was like, what? He's like, I know, like, this door's fucked. This shit's fucked. I'm sorry. So I go back to the front desk. Everyone's gone all of a sudden. Finally, like, fucking another 45 minutes later, me standing outside, and my boy texted me, like, bro, just get an Uber to here. And I'm like, man, I just want to go to bed. I'm so fucking tired. I'm so done with today. And finally, some dude comes out, and I was like, hey, I have two rooms. I'm booking two rooms. I'm letting you know, I'm staying in one room. The other room, I'm not staying at. My boy was here. He was like, nah, this place is disgusting, and they left. And he's like, all right, well, I can't give you a refund. And I was like, ah, whatever the fuck, I don't care. So I spend the night there. My boy, the next morning, he's like, yo, bro, pack up. You're not staying the night there. Just fucking, you're staying at our hotel. It's beautiful. We had breakfast and shit. So I'm like, all right. So we're going to go pick up our rental. We see a Waffle House. Every time we've traveled, when we drove to Ohio, we drove to Virginia. maybe even to Detroit. We seen a Waffle House. He was like, how are we going to stop there? We're going to stop. Never once did we fucking stop there. So this time, it was right on the side of the rental place. I didn't eat breakfast. They did. I don't give a fuck. We stop in a Waffle House. I get the rental. I go right to fucking Waffle House. We sit down. We eat. It was so fucking good. So fucking good. And then I go to their hotel, and I'm still tired. I ain't gonna front. I'm still fucking tired. The room is nasty. Like, you're just trying to sleep. There's fucking roaches and shit. Like, I know there's roaches in Arizona. I know. I get it. But still, like, that hotel I stayed at with them, you didn't see shit. This place was fucking nasty. Like, if you had to give it a Yelp rating, it would be like negative 75,000 stars. Like, fuck that place. Like, all the pools closed because of COVID. No breakfast because of COVID. But the hotel we're staying at, there's a fucking, the pool's open, there's breakfast. They're like, fuck COVID. So, before the show that night, we're like, we're going to swim. So we're fucking swimming in the pool. And it's the 80s fucking rock show. So we're like, all right, we're gonna get ready. We got fucking all dialed up. So we put on our 80s shit, take some pictures, go to the show. Did not like how the line and shit was set up because it was two nights. It was back to back and it was an after party. So instead of having everything in one fucking line, you waited in one line, you got inside, you got your bracelet, and you got your COVID check for that day. Then you had to go to another line to get another ticket for the other concert. And then if you were getting a VIP, the after party, you had to go into another line for the after party, which we were doing the after party. Which later on they decided, fuck that. If you're doing the after party, clearly you're coming for all of it. So if you got the after party bracelet and then the first night bracelet, then you're good. So we do all that shit. And by the time that stopped, and then we're in the merch line, everything's selling out. And I'm so fucking mad because I just want my shit. And I want to watch the show. Like, even though it's like Ouija Mac, I'm not a big fan of his, but throws on a good show. All of a sudden, we had like the fucking Insane Clown Posse come out, and they're dressed like rock stars. Shaggy is looking like Prince. Violent J is looking like the fucking one of the dudes from Kiss. And they're legit playing the fucking guitars, playing the fuck out of them. And it was like a fuck. They literally had a rock band. And if you've ever gone to an ICP show, like, they throw Fagos like 300 fucking 2 liters a show. This one was not 300 2 liters a show. It was barely any. Obviously, because they had a rock band on there and they didn't want to fuck up the equipment. Totally understandable. The show is still fucking badass. So, show's over. It's fucking awesome. We're like, all right, let's go to the rental. We're going to go back to the car. We're going to fucking put on our fucking dry, non-Fago clothes. And we're going to go to the after party. Where's the after party? It's like down the road. It's like a 4 minute walk. So we walk to the after party. And we get there. I forgot who's fucking playing. I think it was Shaggy Two Dope's younger brother. I forgot the other band. And then Whitney Payton. But we're chilling. And we're just drinking. And I see fucking Violent J and Ouija Mac chilling behind us. And I was like, oh, shit. Like, I kind of want to get a picture, but I don't want to be that guy. I'll just buy them fucking drinks. So I go to, I walk over. I'm trying to buy the drink, but there's like, I think it's Violent J's girl. She's talking to him. And then she had like another chick. And they're all talking to him. And I'm like, fuck. I just want to buy them a drink. So my boy comes over, he sees me, and he's like, what are you doing? I was like, bro, try to get a picture. Like, go on that side, like, I'll stand behind him, you just snap the quick pic. I don't think I said it, I think I thought it. But his girl was like, oh, I want to get a picture with Ouija Matt, because this other dude that, we know wasn't there, and he was going to be upset. So I walk over, and she's like, can I get a picture? And he's like, yeah, no flash, you know, I don't want the attention. Understandable. You just did your set, and you just want to enjoy the show. It's an after party. Take the quick pick, boom. Then one of the dudes is like, all right, everyone, get the fuck away. Like, stop hound dogging these motherfuckers. And again, I wasn't trying to, I just wanted to buy them a drink. So this random dude, I'm like, dude, let's get a picture. I snap a picture with him. The one of the bitches that Von J was talking to. Hey, let's get a picture. She was like, sure. Boom, picture. I went up to Von J and I'm like, yo, can I buy you a drink? But somebody just handed him a drink. And I was like, I guess not. He's like, nah, man. Thanks, brother. And I was like, nah, man. Thank you. And he's like, no, thank you. And I'm like, nah, man. Thank you. And then the dude that was trying to, like, get people to fuck off, I'm like, hey, can we get a picture? And he's like, yeah. So we snapped a picture with him. He's like, bro, that's fucking cool. And then, like, I'm just snapping pictures with everybody. He's like, fucking me and my boy and his girl. We're taking pictures. Security's walking by. And he gets in a picture, and he walks away. And I'm like, nah, motherfucker, get over here. We'll take the picture. Arizona's fucking people are amazing. I ain't gonna front. So may have one too many drinks, but I wasn't driving, and it was an after party, and I was in Arizona. What the fuck? If you haven't heard Whitney Payton, fucking find her on YouTube, Spotify, all them shits, and give her a listen. She throws a fucking awesome show. Somehow, some way, she always ends up in the crowd singing, and motherfuckers holding her. At the gathering, she was in this big gold fucking swan floaty, and just over on a sea of fucking jugglers, just holding her up, pushing her along. At this after party, she was literally just standing on people's hands, like they were just holding her up. And so I was gonna buy a shirt because it was a shirt I liked, and I was like, man, you know, she's good shit. And I just got this Ringmaster shirt. It's a purple and green one. And I was like, I love the shirt. That's why I bought it. The shirt was awesome. And she walks over. And I was like, hey, can I get a picture? And like, we go to take the picture. And somebody's like, hey, that shirt matches her jacket. And I was like, no shit, huh? You want it? And she was like, the shirt off your back? And I was like, yeah. She was like, seriously? So I take it off. I give it to her. And I walk over back to my boy, and he's like, bro, where's your shirt? And I was like, oh, I'll give it to Whitney Payton. He's like, what the fuck? Bro, I would have taken that. I was like, I know I'm an idiot. I gotta go buy a shirt. So I go buy a shirt, and I'm like, actually, I'll sign her shirt. She signs my shirt. We'll take a picture. And we fucking did that. And it was fucking awesome. And again, he was like, bro, what the fuck? So after the party's done, we're walking home. And the cops in Arizona, fucking badasses too, awesome. So we're walking, not home, we're walking back to the fucking, where we parked the rental. And I'm just snapping pictures with fucking random ass fucking strangers. I'm like, hey, selfie, boom, selfie, boom, selfie, boom. Some people are cool with it. A couple of people walked away real quick, so I would take the selfie, giving them the finger. There was one of my favorite ones that I didn't get because I was that fucked up. Was there was a dude closing the bar that we were just we were just at the club across at the fucking the concert, the hall across, and he was closing up the bar, and I was like, hey, bro, can we get a selfie? And he's like, fuck yeah, where you from? And I was like, Boston. He was like, awesome. And he gave me his name and everything. I don't remember any of that. Shook his hand. I went to take the picture. All you can see is like none of us. It's fucking terrible. Well, I guess my boy's girl got it. I don't know if she got a picture or a video, so I should probably ask for that. That was a shit. Next day, I kind of wanted to do stuff, but I also was like, it's Arizona. I mean, I don't know where shit is. And everything is the fucking desert. We end up getting grub on the way home. We all woke up the next morning feeling like shit. So I'm just going to blame the food. Not the drinking. Blaming the food. Because Jay didn't drink much. So yeah. This is the food. We go get breakfast. We go swim basically the whole day. We get like, alright, we got to get ready for the next show. We get ready. We fucking... No after party. We just go to the show. We're just sitting in line. Everything's running a little bit smoother. We fucking walk in. I'm like, all right, last time we were here, the merch line literally took like fucking forever. I'm going right to the merch line. So I'm sitting in the merch line. We finally get to the front and it's literally all the same. Nothing's new. I'm like, what the fuck? And everything's selling out. All right, we'll just go enjoy the show. So we basically get the front row. And then we enjoy the show. We try to get on stage. So two nights in a row, we fucking failed, which is terrible. I did end up getting my Faygo bottle. Still full. It's on top of my fridge. So I got one from the Gather. No, I got one from when we went to West Virginia. I got one from Hollow Wicked in Detroit. And I got one from Arizona. Tucson from... Old School Heat. Show was a shit, as always. Faygo everywhere was great. It was a great time. I forgot where we went to eat that night, but the food was fucking bomb. And we got back and it was like, we gotta go to the fucking airport at like, in like an hour or two. What the fuck? We're not gonna sleep. We can sleep the entire fucking flights. So we finally get back to the hotel, and we get back to the hotel, we're packing up, everything's soaked in Faygo, so we're packing up everything, and we get to the airport. I bought two sodas, and I was like, I can't wait to drink one, but you couldn't take it through, and I was so mad, because I only drank one of them. I bought a cherry Coke and a cherry vanilla Coke. I drank the cherry vanilla Coke, which was disgusting, and I love cherry Coke, and I love vanilla Coke, so I thought the two together would be great. It wasn't. That's my opinion. And they made me throw out the cherry Coke, and I was so mad about it. But anywho, we're sitting where we're supposed to get boarded, and I'm like, all right, I gotta pee, and I'm fucking hungry, and I'm walking down, and there's Ouija Mac walking, you know, we gotta wear masks, which is fucking stupid. There's Ouija Mac walking by, and gives me the whoop whoop, and I give him the whoop whoop, and, fucking take my piss, jump on that plane. So this plane was going from Tucson to Chicago and in Chicago to fucking Rhode Island. There was no fucking Rhode Island to Chicago, Chicago to LA, LA to Tucson. But they were trying to fucking have us extend the flights, like go somewhere else, do some layovers and shit. They were gonna give us like 900, you know, flyer, whatever the fuck dollars. I don't know how the fuck to explain it. I don't know shit. I wasn't even handling any of that. I did upgrade us one time. I don't even know how. The guy was like, hey, so we're going to put you here. It's more room. Are you cool? I'm like, fuck yeah, bro. And, finally got the fucking We were in Chicago, and it was kind of a turbulence. It was pretty good. It's sarcasm because it was windy as fuck. There was actually a snowstorm and shit. So a lot of flights were getting canceled and delayed, and I was like, I don't want to be. I don't want to be. I just want to go home. It's so uncomfortable trying to find a spot to sleep at the airport, and there's mad fucking kids crying and fucking running around. But the kids are gonna be kids. And the Chicago airport, that fucking one spot we went to that was all like Cubs, Chicago Cubs shit. Fuck you. All right? Fuck you. Three of us to eat cost us $98. $10.50 for a fucking a beer. I wanted one beer. It was gross. I didn't even finish it, and a bitch brings me another beer. It was just a little cup. It was fucking disgusting. It was warm. It was skunked. It was gross. And then she got pissed she didn't get a tip. Fuck you. That's why. I didn't want the other beer. It was disgusting. And, yeah. And I know they live by their tips, but I was not happy with the service at all. Like, not one part of it. Fuck you. Fuck that place. If I'm ever in that airport again, I'm definitely not eating there. So, yeah. Anyways, I finally get home. It was so good to be home. And, we're already like, so they're doing another one in Wisconsin. And my boy's like, we going? Was like, nope. The next one's the Gathering, August 3rd to the 6th in Ohio. That's the next one. The only way I'm going to anyone that's before that is if it's a fucking the Ultra 5 a lot. Ultra 5, Mega Live, whatever the fuck. They give me five fucking coins. I have four of them right now. If it's the fifth coin, then I'm going. If it's not, then no. It's the Gathering, the fifth coin, Hollow Wicked, maybe Ballers, and Juggalo Weekend from now on. Just because financially, it's fucking everything's going up in prices. So financially, that's just, I can probably afford that and save for that. And so yeah, it was a good time. If anyone's listening to this and you were at the shows, fucking awesome. Again, Arizona's fucking everyone's so fucking polite that I can think of. I don't think there was anyone that was fucking except the motherfuckers who were like now about a picture. Like, bro, I'm just some fucking topless dude, fucking drunk from Massachusetts, just wants a picture with you and your fucking your homies. So fuck you. So there's those. And then one more thing. This will be the last because it's already 37 minutes of me just rambling on about my shit. But hey, this is my fucking my show. So I'm trying. So the Gathering of the Juggalos, there's a the first day is like our day, like whatever the fuck you want, you can do. So trying to get the podcast there and like interview the Insane Clown Posse and shit like that. Trying. Is it gonna happen? I don't know. I'm actually not even doing it. I'm gonna have my boy Jay try. And if he does it, we'll fucking he'll tell we'll tell the stories together of like our travels, which y'all already fucking heard. I don't know, we'll figure it out. Anyways, so yeah, that hopefully is happening. If not, I'll still be there. And if you're there, I'll see you there. Todd Standing. Has anybody heard of Todd Standing? If you have not heard of Todd Standing, go on YouTube and look up Todd Standing. I think that's his name. I could be wrong. Give me a second. Todd Standing. Yes, it is Todd Standing. He is a Sasquatch hunter or a Bigfoot hunter, whatever the fuck you want to call it. He has by far like the greatest pictures I've seen. Maybe there are some videos. Maybe they're videos. I don't even know. Because everything I see, they kind of just stand in there. So that's why I think pictures. He was actually just on one of the Insane Clown Posse's talk shows, and they were showing the footage, and then he invited them out there, and I'm like, if this dude's faking it, and he invited the clowns out there, he's fucked. Because they're just going to throw him on. Because Violent J is all about fucking Sasquatch. He thinks he has Sasquatch hunting. around his house right now. And Shaggy's like, he's like, fuck, if it's real, I'm gonna find out right now. If it's not, I'm gonna call him out. But this dude, he has like ghillie suits, and he calls them his people. And I think it might be happening still, where he's trying, or he is suing Canada, because like they're not protecting the species or even acknowledging that they exist. And he's like, I'll take anybody there and show you Sasquatch. I think he took Les Stroud. He did take Les Stroud. That's Survivor Man. He's like, I'll take anybody. That's when they were like, we're down. And he was like, okay. And he said, you guys going will be amazing, because then people will believe it. And I can see why some people kind of like doubt it, because it's video footage, but like they don't move. They're just there. And but look at, I think he has his own little thing on YouTube. I can't remember what it is. I know it's Todd Standing, that's his name. But the pictures he has, awesome pictures, fucking phenomenal. He goes, he says he like literally just lays there at ghillie suits, and it's like days. Sometimes they know he's there. And he knows like the pecking order, the pack order, I guess, if you will. He knows when he's welcomed, when he's not welcomed. And he's just suing because he wants them protected. Because he's afraid, like, motherfuckers are going to go out there and, you know, hunt them. And he's like, a park ranger's job or a ranger's job is to fucking look out for them in their best interest. And they're not doing it. I guess he called the park rangers for something and they just refused to even go. And that's I guess, how it all started. So yeah, definitely look up Todd Standing. If you have any Bigfoot shits, let me know. I'm actually trying to get a Bigfoot silhouette for my yard. I think I wanted like 8 feet. Yeah, we'll do 8 feet if it's doable. Just to go on the front with my Bigfoot flag. And I'm getting a sign for the front gate that says this yard is protected by Bigfoot. Just because, fuck yeah, it's Bigfoot. Any stories with Bigfoot, whatever, fucking shoot me a text at 508-202-1938, and we can go back and forth with them shits. I think I've already said my Bigfoot story, where I didn't say it was actual Bigfoot, but I never said it wasn't. It was we were in the Hookamock Swamp in the Bridgewater Triangle. I turned my brand new flashlight that I literally just bought hours ago, fully charged, battery and everything, and turned, seen something brown, and flashlight died. Never seen it. Flashlight never worked again, ever. New batteries, new charger, took it back, and they were like, oh, it should be working. And it should be, but it's not. New bulb, never worked again. Could have been deer, no idea. Could have been tree, probably not, because it had eyes. So it could have been a deer, could have been a Bigfoot, could have been a bear, who the fuck knows. One letdown from Arizona, let me scroll back to that, I didn't see an armadillo. I also didn't really look, we didn't fucking go anywhere. But yeah, I didn't see an armadillo, or a coyote. Yeah, so back to the Todd Standing. Yeah, Standing. Check him out on YouTube. There's a lot of haters. Les Stroud, I think Les Stroud has his own YouTube channel. And he has like 12 parts where he's with Todd Standing. And they're doing the Bigfoot thing. And it's, I haven't watched it yet, so I can't say it's really good. I think it's like, each episode's like 40 minutes, 20 minutes. I'm probably so wrong on that shit. I should probably do my research. I mean, I'll do it eventually. I think it's 12 episodes. I think like 20 minutes, 40 minutes. I can't remember. It's going to be good because I actually enjoyed Les Stroud, the Survivor Man. I enjoyed his show. So, yeah, give that a watch. And then when the clowns go on, he said no film crew. Like, it's just going to be the two of them. And they're kind of like, all right. No big production team and shit. And they're like, well, we're going to start training. Start hiking and shit so I can get used to that. So that should be fun. And now, ghost hunting. Since it seems like COVID's already, like, just decided to disappear. If anyone's willing, I'm able. I got all the equipment I can think of. I have to actually go back and go down to the basement and go through inventory. If it's not all together, I have it. It's just probably spread it out throughout the basement. Because I still really haven't unpacked. Yep. Almost a year now. But yeah, if you're in the New Bedford, Massachusetts area, and you have some hauntings, or some Sasquatches, Bigfoots, or other shits, shoot a text to 508-202-1938, or drop an email, davidreis, R-E-I-S, 53@gmail.com. Just put in a subject, like, whatever the fuck it's gonna be, because I get so many work emails a day, and, other fucking emails. Like, I probably get almost 30 emails a day, so make the subject stick out. Like, it's gonna be, I don't know, make it stick out. Or, you know, just whatever the fuck it's about. And I'll get to it as I can. Like I said, I get, like, so many emails a day at work. So I'm constantly on my phone because of emails, work text messages. So if you want to shoot a text, too, shoot that number of text. I'll get back to you when I can on that. Because, again, I work. So I can't fucking work and be texting. It's hard. If my hands are moving on my phone, they're not moving on the job. So, I'll try to get back with Clint. Maybe we'll do some investigations. Maybe he has some tips or hints or ideas. I haven't really reached out to him. Personal shits. Just life. Not like I hate the dude. Fucking, I love that. I love that fuck. Just life shits. And, probably hearing, like, a lot of shit. That's because I'm marinating, so my hands are just all over the fucking phone. I apologize. So, as for investigating my house, I haven't, probably not gonna lie. I don't feel like I have a reason to. I don't want to disturb anything. Maybe next weekend. I'm trying to think if I have anything next weekend. I'm not sure, but maybe next weekend I'll hit up Fort Tabor. We used to, originally, when we first started out, that's where we used to do investigations. Maybe I'll go down there. Actually, I think someone I work with, I think he says his sister's house is haunted. Maybe I'll give him a business card. So I think that's about it. Shout out to McKenna, who told me hot sauce tastes delicious on waffles. They do. I did that when I had Waffle House. I did have syrup, though. I don't know if she has syrup. I definitely had syrup. Yeah, give it a try. Probably sounds disgusting. It doesn't go good with pancakes. I ain't gonna lie. I tried it. Doesn't go good. Waffles, it goes way better on. So she'll get the shout out for that. Let's see. Shout out to Neil for being fucking awesome. Shout out to my dad for being one of the strongest motherfuckers I know, besides Donnie. But yeah, shout out to my sister, my brother Russell, my sister Brenda, you know, for being there. Shout out to Cassie for being there. Shout out to everybody who's checked in on my dad too. It's appreciated, and yeah, you're all appreciated, and I'll catch you when I catch you again. I apologize. I was supposed to do this a while ago. I was gonna do this last week, and I just was like, I just wasn't feeling it, and I was gonna do it Tuesday night. I was like, nah, I'll do it tomorrow, and then which was Wednesday, and then my brother died, and I was like, definitely not gonna do it. And then I was gonna do it Thursday, but I wanted to be around for my dad and my mom and anybody else that may have needed me. And also shout out to everybody who's checked in on me too. I appreciate it. So I decided I was gonna do it yesterday. And I was like, fuck it. I'm so fucked up in my days. I thought today was Sunday. I do apologize. It is Saturday. Again, my bad. Patriots, please do something with your fucking roster. By the way, please. We need defense. We need offensive linemen. We need receivers. Figure it the fuck out. Please. Red Sox, figure it the fuck out. You need to build that roster. We're losing players. You're not signing anybody. Also, Celtics, keep it up. I wouldn't make any trades. Actually, no, trade deadline's, I think, already over there. Yeah, keep that team together. Stay as a team. The team's playing way fucking better than they were at the beginning of the season. I'm fucking enjoying it. Bruins, just trade Jake DeBrusk. He's been playing lights out, but I think it's because he wants out, and I think once the trade deadline happens, if he's not traded, he's just going to go back to playing how he's been playing, which was shit. But, yeah, if you don't like sports, I don't give a fuck. My show. Let me see. Yeah, that's all I got. Enjoy. Stay safe. Make sure you tell people in your life you love them, because poof, they could be gone. And yeah, Emma, Skyla, shout out to you, you girls, because I loves you. You my daughters, you my worlds. And hope you all had a nice St. Patrick's Day. And I'm out. Peace.